It is Monday, November 11th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. On this Veterans Day edition of Ozarks, Christina Thomas will talk with Warren Blaylock. Warren Blaylock lives in Alma, and he'll be part of a special Veterans Day event in Crawford County later tonight. He was a medic in World War II and served during the D-Day invasion and the Battle of the Bulge. We'll also have some of the sounds from a ceremony Saturday at the National Cemetery in Fayetteville, as additional land was added to that location. And we also have Roby Brock's look back at the week in business and more. First, the state's Division of Legislative Audit will conduct a special report for lawmakers to assess the early days of enrollment into Arkansas's private option Medicaid expansion plan. The Legislative Joint Auditing Committee approved the special report Friday. Supporters of the private option, including Representative Reginald Murdoch, asked if the audit report of such a new program was intended to hamper its implementation.
Please make the committee and the citizens of Arkansas and those of your district specifically know that you're not just doing something to try to prolong or derail something that you are obviously against.
Joint Audit Committee co-chair Senator Brian King said he just wants to follow the program closely.
I'm not trying to derail anything. I mean, I think as members have said, they have questions that haven't been answered. I think there is a purpose of the audit committee that we verify the numbers. It would be no different. And I have been against the bill, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do anything at all to try and manipulate the facts or do anything like that.
After the meeting, Department of Human Services Director John Selig said DHS would be happy to comply with any questions lawmakers would have, and he doesn't think it will hamper enrollment. DHS spokeswoman Amy Webb said as of last week, over 72,000 Arkansans have applied for health insurance through the state's private option plan, and just over 49,000 people have completed enrollment as of last Tuesday. Crews with Energy Arkansas are currently trimming trees in an effort aimed at lessening the number of power outages that occur during the winter months. The initiative is an annual service that costs Energy Arkansas $20 million a year and involves clearing debris and trimming to keep limbs away from power lines. Spokeswoman Sally Graham says it takes just a small amount of wind to cause some degree of damage.
Not much wind can knock off a small limb that you know comes in contact with our power lines and does affect our customers. And it really doesn't take, it can be just a small limb. I think that's, most people are kind of surprised when they realize, oh, it doesn't have to be, a tree that comes into contact with our lines.
Maintenance crews will continue trimming trees through next month. Springdale-based Tyson Foods is donating another $1 million to the Jones Center in Springdale. According to the company, the donation will be paid over the next 5 years and used for general operating expenses. When added to previous gifts, the poultry giant has given $3 million to the Jones Center in the past decade. The city of Fayetteville has been recognized as one of the top digital cities in the country. According to the 13th Annual Digital City Survey by the Center for Digital Government, Fayetteville ranked second among cities with a population under 75,000, ranking behind only Palo Alto, California. The survey, conducted in July and August, focused on results achieved by cities through use of technology in operating efficiencies, realizing strategic objectives, and finding innovative or creative solutions, among other areas. Governor Mike Beebe says changes are being made at the state's Department of Community Correction following the high-profile case of Daryl Dennis, a repeat offender who was released from prison 2 days before he was charged with kidnapping and murder in Little Rock. Governor Beebe asked the Arkansas State Police to investigate the state's parole system. The governor said in his weekly radio address this weekend that some of the systemic problems in the parole system are already being addressed.
Many of the officials involved in the Dennis case no longer have their jobs. Parolees who repeatedly fail to report to a parole officer are jailed, and parolees awaiting revocation hearings are now required to be jailed until the hearing. Additionally, more parolees who remain free will be subject to electronic monitoring. These changes will improve public safety, but they are also causing renewed crowding in our prisons and jails. Our backup of inmates sitting in county jails while waiting for Department of Correction beds to open has swelled from 500 to well above 2,000. A significant majority of these people have recently had their paroles revoked.
Governor Beebe says while the rise in jail intake numbers is expected to level off, he's calling for an additional $14 million in the 2015 fiscal year in order to open more Department of Corrections beds and to pay counties for holding state inmates. The Razorback volleyball team dropped two road matches this weekend. Arkansas lost a four-set decision Friday night at Alabama. Then yesterday afternoon, the team lost a four-set decision against Auburn. With those losses, Arkansas is now 14-12 overall in the season, 7-8 in SEC play. The Razorbacks have nearly 2 weeks off until they return to Barnhill Arena on November 22nd for the team's final homestand of the season against South Carolina and Mississippi State. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of rain and sleet. Lows dipping down to 29 in northwest Arkansas, low of 41 for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, a freeze warning has been issued for the early morning hours in northwest Arkansas, though it will be mostly sunny with a chance of rain and sleet in the early morning hours with a high of 39. Sunny and a high of 47 tomorrow for the Arkansas River Valley. And for Tuesday night, a hard freeze warning for overnight, mostly clear. Lows from 17 in northwest Arkansas to 25 in the Arkansas River Valley.